Welcome to the Entity Relationship Diagram subunit. This is the fifth and final subunit of the Process Mapping Unit. Topics in this subunit include the background and development of entity relationship diagrams, the process aspects that are covered by ERDs, how entity relationship diagrams are used, the symbol set, and notation conventions. This subunit also covers how to read an entity relationship diagram rather than how to create one. Entity relationship diagrams are also called ER diagrams and ERDs. The concept for ERDs was introduced in 1976 paper by Peter Chin, just 6 years after E.F. Codd published his seminal work defining the relational model of data. The citation for the papers are included on the reference slides at the end of this lecture. Chin's notation provided a way to graphically show relationships between data values. Thus, it is best described as a data model. More specifically, a logical data model because it describes how the data are related, not the physical locations of the data values within computer memory or how they are stored in a database. Logical data models, referred to as just data models for the rest of the presentation, are used to represent or diagram the data that are needed, collected, stored, or otherwise used for some business need or needs. A data model is a description of the data rather than how the data are used or how the data move through a system. Thus, such descriptions are called static models or models of information content. Descriptions of how data move through a system would be called dynamic or behavioral data models. Entity relationship diagrams, and for that matter, static data models in general, were not designed to, and in fact cannot model, process steps, step sequence, or flow control. Static models convey just the data. ERDs are used in projects where the data content for a system needs to be documented. As a workflow analyst, you will most likely not be creating entity relationship diagrams. However, you may run into them as documentation provided by a prospective vendor that documents the data in their system stores, or as documentation that a healthcare facility has for an already existing system. ERDs are based on the relational data model. Briefly, the relational model describes fundamental ways in which data values may be related to each other, and as such, guides the design of a relational database in such a way as to keep those relationships intact. Full appreciation of the information conveyed on an ERD requires knowledge of the relational data model. Importantly, this course does not require knowledge of the relational data model or of databases built based on the relational model. Most community colleges and universities have courses on relational databases and relational database management that cover the relational data model in depth. This subunit covers reading and interpreting ERDs, not how to create them. ERDs are similar to Unified Modeling Language, or UML, class diagrams. They are both static data models. ERDs predate the development of the UML standard by over a decade, and the influence of ERD notation and methodology on UML class diagrams is quite visible. Although class diagrams represent additional relationships that ERDs do not, they both can represent multiple levels of abstraction, and the incorporation of hierarchy where the lower level classes inherit attributes from higher level classes. This is referred to as inheritance. Class diagrams can be used to show individual pieces of data, their attributes, and relationships. If just this data content is needed, ERDs are equivalent to UML class diagrams. Class diagrams are covered in a separate subunit. To summarize the important points so far, ERDs are used to specify or document static content, that is, data that are or are to be stored in a data system. As such, ERDs are often used as the starting point in the design of relational databases. ERDs are included in this unit because data and information are used, collected, and stored in many work processes, especially those in information-intensive settings such as healthcare. Data are a part of healthcare workflow and need to be considered and understood along with the workflow steps. Thus, the workflow analysis and process redesign specialist may encounter ERDs. Further, the workflow analysis and process redesign specialist may need to know when data are important to a clinical workflow and when to take these data into account as part of process design. Several notations exist for drawing entity relationship diagrams. The most common is Barker or Crowsfoot notation. Crowsfoot notation is favored over the original Chen style of ERD modeling because of its readability and more efficient use of drawing space. Data model diagrams provided by software vendors often use Crowsfoot notation. We will cover only Crowsfoot notation in this subunit. We collect and store data about things in the real world. When these data values have meaning, that is, definition, context such as what the value is about, when it was collected, etc., we call the data information. Often, the meaning is assumed and the word data is used interchangeably with the word information. Nonetheless, data models, including ERDs, represent three things. First, entities are things about which we collect data, such as cars, people, organizations. Second, relationships between the data values. For example, a person can have no cars, one car, or many cars. And third, attributes, or the data that we collect about the entities. For example, we may be interested in the make and model of a car, or the name and address about a person. Make, model, name, and address are considered attributes of the entities, cars, and people. An ERD looks like this. There is only one type of ER diagram, a data model. The ERD in the example describes the data that might be used to manage courses and student registration. The data system for managing student course registration would need data about courses, instructors, course sections, course seats, and students. These are entities. The course registration management process might require course name, number, and credit hours. These are attributes. The course registration management process might also require instructor name, number, and department. These are also attributes. In ERD notation, the entity name appears in the top of the box. The attributes are listed in the box below the name. The lines connecting the boxes convey information about the relationships between the data. These relationships may be a model of reality or may document constraints or business rules required by a process or data system. The statement, "Every student must have a student ID," is one such constraint that may or may not reflect reality. In ERD Crow's footnote notation, an entity is represented by a two-part box, that is, the top section that holds the entity name and the bottom section where the attributes are listed. An entity has a name, attributes, and an identifier that uniquely identifies instances of the entity. Unique identifiers are similar to Social Security numbers. Each number is distinct and is assigned to one and only one person. Thus, if we had a list of 12 Social Security numbers, we could be assured that the list represented 12 different people. An attribute is added to the entity that acts as the unique identifier or selected from the attributes that meet the all-important criteria of being capable of serving as a unique ID. Sometimes on an ERD, you may see boxes that have an entity name but no attributes. This is done on draft diagrams as a placeholder to show that information about the entity is needed but has not yet been specified. For this course, entity shown on the slide, a database would store the course number, name, and credit hours. Importantly, the course entity box signifies that the database holds data values about courses. Each actual course for which data exists is called an instance of the course entity. If there were a person entity, you and I would be considered instances because we are real and exist. The generic entity, person, or course on the slide are called universals because they represent the existence of instances. Relationships between instances of two entities are represented by a line. Relationships have a name, which is a verb. ERDs only show a few types of relationships. UML class diagrams are capable of representing additional types of relationships. The types of relationships represented are 1. The existence of a relationship denoted by the presence of a line between two entities, and 2. The maximum and minimum number of times an instance or occurrence in one entity can be associated with instances in an entity with which it has a relationship. These maximum and minimum numbers are called cardinality and modality, respectively. These are the only types of relationships represented in data models. Cardinality and modality work together to define the relationships. Cardinality indicates the maximum number of times an instance in one entity can be associated with instances in the related entity. Modality indicates the minimum number of times an instance in one entity can be associated with an instance in the related entity. Thus, modality is also called participation because it denotes whether or not an instance on an entity must participate in the relationship. Cardinality and modality are both shown on the relationship line by symbols. We will go over each of the symbols and how to interpret them. As noted, cardinality indicates the maximum number of times an instance of one entity can be associated with instances in the related entity. Cardinality can have the values of one or many, no more detail than that. It is either one or more than one. In the relationship line, the cardinality is the closest to the entity box. The cardinality symbol in the diagram on the slide is in the red circle. Cardinality is indicated at both ends of the relationship line, so there is a left to right and a right to left cardinality. Modality indicates the minimum number of times an instance in one entity can be associated with an instance in the related entity. Modality can have the value of 0 or 1, 2 or 3 are not allowed. The modality symbol is located next to the cardinality symbol on the inside, that is, not next to the entity box. A modality of 1 is denoted by a straight vertical line, and a modality of 0 is denoted by a circle. Like cardinality, modality is indicated at both ends of the relationship. Once you have the three symbols committed to memory, reading them is easy. Let's go over them starting from the top of the slide. Modality 0 and cardinality of many means that instances of the entity on the left of the relationship can have or be associated with from 0 to many instances of the entity on the right. Modality 1 and cardinality many similarly means that instances of the entity on the left of the relationship can have or be associated with from 1 to many instances of the entity on the right. Modality 1 and cardinality 1 means that instances of the entity on the left of the relationship can have or be associated with one and only one instance of the entity on the right. Modality of 0 and cardinality of 1 means that instances of the entity on the left of the relationship can have or be associated with from 0 to one instance of the entity on the right. Remember, cardinality and modality specify a range. On an ERD, modality and cardinality look like the examples in this slide. Remember that these are shown on both sides of a relationship. Thus, there is a left to right and a right to left reading direction. Pause the slides and read through each of these examples. When people talk about relationships between entities, they use phrases like one-to-one, many-to-one, or many-to-many. When people refer to the relationships in this way, they are calling out the cardinality, or the maximum number allowed, only. That is, they are not mentioning modality, the minimum number. Pause the slides and read through the relationships for each example. Note that the cardinality is used in both reading directions. Because the X2X way of referring to relationships does not account for the modality, there are four different ways that a many-to-one relationship can occur based on different combinations of modality. The four varieties of many-to-one relationships are shown on this slide. Similarly, because the X2X way of referring to relationships does not account for the modality, there are three different ways that a many-to-many relationship can occur based on different combinations of modality. The three varieties of a many-to-many relationship are shown here on this slide. And finally, because the X2X way of referring to relationships does not account for modality, there are two different ways that a one-to-one relationship can occur based on different combinations of modality. The two varieties of a one-to-one relationship are shown on this slide. Read the paragraph. We will go through sentence by sentence on the next several slides and trace through the associated ERD. A data analyst will meet with clients who are subject matter experts and work with them to elicit the information needed to model their data needs. This paragraph is a very simplified example because each data need is clear and completely stated. Thus, it does not represent the information that an analyst encounters in a real-world setting. Pause the slide and read through this example. A doctor can be scheduled for many appointments, but may not have any scheduled at all. That is, a doctor can have zero to many appointments. Each appointment is scheduled with exactly one doctor. That is, an appointment can only have one doctor associated with it. A patient can schedule one or more appointments. One appointment is scheduled with exactly one patient. In orange on this slide, an appointment must generate exactly one bill. A bill is generated by only one appointment. In yellow, one payment is applied to exactly one bill, and one bill can be paid off over time by several payments. A bill can be outstanding, having nothing yet paid on it at all. In green on this slide, one patient can make many payments, but a single payment is made by only one patient. In purple, we see that some patients are insured by an insurance company. If they are insured, they can only carry insurance with one company. An insurance company can have many patients carry their policies. And then we have in yellow, for patients that carry insurance, the insurance company will make payments. Each single payment is made by exactly one insurance company. Crow's foot notation is one of several ways to represent static data content. Because of widespread use, it has become a de facto standard. Importantly, the notation encompasses key information about static content that are needed to specify a database. Most likely for this reason, the concepts represented in this notation have been carried forward and built upon in UML class diagrams. As a workflow process analyst and redesign specialist, you may encounter ERDs and need to get information from them about data that are used or generated in a process. Thus, being able to recognize an ERD and read pertinent information from one is important. In summary, we covered the background of ERDs and process aspects covered by them, that is, the static content. We introduced the symbols and notations used in ERDs and worked through several examples reading a simple ERD. You should now be able to recognize an entity relationship diagram and be able to read and interpret that diagram. For more exposure to ERDs and the relational data model, we suggest a course in relational databases. We also provide these references for your use.